Hello from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report for the week of November 6, 2021. My name is Rose, and I'm your phonologist for this week. I have noticed that the weather has been below freezing more frequently, now at night. On November 19th, Trinity saw frost in her truck windows and on her doors. On Monday the 8th, I noticed because of daylight savings this weekend that it's now brighter in the morning when I wake up at 6:30 a.m., and it gets darker earlier. Maverick has noticed a lot of rain this week. After the drought of rain from the summer, it has been raining for most of the day and changed to snow. On November 11th, Torrance Carr, every night since about a week ago, has been completely frosted over, making it incredibly hard to see through the windshield. Several people noticed that it was snowing on November 11th at 2:25 p.m. In Miss Rolfe's class, there have been many snow flurries, but the snow is not accumulating on the ground. Friday morning the 12th, many of us woke up to a sloppy wet ice rain mix that soon melted. Students are getting used to seeing trees bare of leaves and decomposing leaves in the ground. On Wednesday the 10th, Autumn went to the grocery store and saw that all the peaches are out of stock. The growing season has ended for most of the shipping season for peaches. Ice's large maple tree finally shedded its leaves, which made almost 5 bags of leaves. Allie heard coyotes howling close to her house for about half an hour. On Monday the 8th, Liam in Miss Compton's class saw a black squirrel, a rare sighting. It's deer hunting season and people have been out on their stands. Anna thought she heard a deer while she was hunting, but it turned out it was a snowshoe hare. Make sure to wear your bright orange while hunting or walking in the woods. Archer's chickens have been laying less eggs because it's getting colder outside on Sunday. On Sunday the 7th, Cheyenne saw a flock of turkeys walking on a smoldered brush pile at her house. Ice's neighbor saw a bald eagle at their house while they were talking outside. On the morning of the 11th, Miss Jackson had several earthworms on her cement patio when she took her dog out. They were disturbed by the late night and early morning rainfall. On Saturday, November 6th, Miss Rolfe noticed a dragonfly near the Berquist Road. She thinks this could be the last dragonfly she'll see until spring. Cheyenne saw an Asian beetle in her bathroom. She thinks it's probably one of the last at her house. This includes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.